WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the update at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement, and also Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The escaped prison inmate from Boise, Idaho has been caught along with an accomplice who helped him get out. Both men now accused of two murders while they were on the run.
At one of the murder scenes, investigators say Skylar Mead shackles were found, indicating to them that he was involved in that murder. The two murders were both of men in different rural Idaho counties. In the area of one of them, the getaway vehicle was found. It's unclear whose car they were in when they were in a chase, and they were arrested about an hour and a half southeast of Boise. No shots were fired during the arrest.
ABC's Alex Stone. There's a vote scheduled for today by shareholders of a shell company that's looking to merge with Donald Trump's media business. The deal could open the door for Trump's return to the stock market and make it easier for him to get a loan to cover the $454 million civil judgment in his trial. As Secretary of State Antony Blinken returns to Israel for peace talks, the U.S. is drafting a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate Gaza ceasefire. This is ABC News. Russia launching its largest missile attack in months on Ukraine, at least 150 missiles and drones striking all over the country, many hitting power plants. Hijacking in Los Angeles, a man taking over an empty bus.
A man verbally threatening the bus driver before reaching into his waistband for a gun and ordering, "Just drive." The bus careening through traffic. The hijacker grabbing the wheel, colliding with an occupied vehicle. Before plowing into the Ritz-Carlton at a high speed. The suspect fleeing on foot, taken into custody, now being held on kidnapping charges. In front of the crashed bus, police discovering what appeared to be a handgun that turned out to be a BB gun.
That's ABC's Zoreen Shaw. So long, Stumpy. Name of a gnarled old cherry tree near the tidal basin in Washington, D.C. It's one of about 100 of the iconic trees that'll have to be taken down after this year's cherry blossom festivities. They need to be removed to allow for work on the seawall. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
An update on sports this morning on WRCO is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto and by the Richland Hospital. Some notes on today. First of all, softball. It was cashed in over Riverdale 10-2 yesterday, and Boscobel over DeSoto 18-1, the final score. A couple of area teams got out on their home diamonds. Giannis Antetokounmpo returned to the lineup, but it was 30 points and a dozen assists by Dame Lillard that boosted the Bucks to a 115-108 win over Brooklyn. Last night, after missing two games, Giannis played 34 minutes and scored 21 points. Elsewhere in the NBA, Orlando 121, New Orleans 106, Washington beat Sacramento 109-102, Houston over Chicago 127-117, Dallas beat Utah 113-97, Denver 113, New York 100, Phoenix 128, Atlanta 115. Big upsets in college basketball as well. Well, as Kentucky went down to Oakland 80-76. Illinois was a winner 85-69 on the first day of the NCAA tournament. Iowa State over South Dakota State 82-65. The Brewers lost an exhibition baseball game to San Francisco 7-6, and the Cubs were winners against Colorado 5-2, White Sox 3, and Kansas City 3. That's an update on sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50,000 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
This year's National Nutrition Month theme, Beyond the Table, encourages us to think about food from a broader perspective, including how it impacts health and the environment. Nutritional choices made today can affect the future, so it is important to learn what's involved in growing food. Visiting local farms, growing your own produce, and joining agricultural programs are all great steps toward better health for you and a better world for nutrition. These nutrition tips are courtesy of the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
A winter weather advisory in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Snow ending by midday, an additional 1 to 3 inches possible and a high of 37. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear and cold, a low of 14. Saturday, partly sunny and chilly, a high of 37. And Sunday, 39 with, again, some snow, maybe a dusting to an inch possible. But it won't stick around too long, I don't think. Monday, 52 with occasional rain showers likely. In Richland Center, between about an inch and a half. More reported over toward the east of us. Boscobel area about 2.5 to 3 inches this morning. Some of the schools toward Madison with a little bit more snow today.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
There is no school in the Ithaca, Fenimore, and Boscobel school districts today on this Friday. Also, River Valley will not have school. They've gone virtual in their district, and Weston schools will have a virtual day. 2 hours late for Highland schools and the Richland district, including St. Mary and Eagle. There is no AM early childhood in the Richland district and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. Grand County meal sites and home-delivered meals are canceled for today.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
Like a kiss, sharp like a razor blade. I find you when I'm close to the bottom. You can't appreciate the time it takes to kick a love I always knew was kind of wrong. And as I'm putting out the flame, somebody brings up your name. Oh, 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 baby, 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 bring me down. Wanna be right where you are. Baby, 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 bring me down. You can look me in the eye and break my heart.
Miranda Lambert on WRCO and Bring Me Down. Winter weather advisory continues until 1 o'clock today, and looks like maybe a little bit more snow on the way and a few slippery roads, especially some side roads as well that are affected by the spring snowfall. It is spring now, that's right, but some much-needed precipitation. Going to be good for my little garden in Sextonville. Every little bit counts. So a little less that I have to carry in my little sprinkler can this summer, too. Anyway, we hope you're doing well, getting ready for the weekend. Lots of things to see and do in our great community. We'll give you a little bit of a sketch about those. Speaking of sketchy, my brackets, NCAA brackets, took a big hit with that loss by Kentucky. Now, I didn't have them winning at all, but I had them going far enough where it dropped yours truly considerably in the civic media poll. Here I am trying to impress my counterparts, and I'm just depressed today. But that's the way it goes. Huh? Oh, well, here's Eddie Rabbit.
A hot flash just swept over me when you walked into the room. I could feel those heat waves rolling off of you. And your pretty body lay close to me, melting in the heat. Hey, is it hot in here or is it just me? 'Cause I'm burning, burning up with love like a log in a fireplace. Yeah, I'm burning, burning up with love since the first time I saw your face. I've been burning up with love. 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 Somebody hand me a thermometer and hand it to me quick. I think I just better take my temperature. I'm sick. Love sick. There's a red hot fever inside of me. I must have caught it from your lips. It's hotter and hotter and hotter when we kiss. Baby, I'm burning, burning up with love like a dog in a fireplace. Yeah, I'm burning, burning up with love since the first time I saw you. I've been burning up with love. 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 Ever since the night we kissed and set my world on fire, I've been burning up with love. I've been burning up with love.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Erpenman is our guest here as we get a little closer all the time to April. It's the first official week of spring here, Tom.
Yes, it is, and it's wonderful right now. There's a program that Gravely just came out with, which is unbelievable, but what they're doing is from March 27th to April 8th, there is 20% off of list right now, which means you're going to buy it at the Best Buy literally in the whole season. So we have 23 prices, so that means you're not going to end up overpaying. You're going to get your best savings, and definitely at 20% off. It's a really good deal. The nice thing is you don't have to wait till March 27th. You can come in and commit to a unit and buy it, and then basically you can take it any time after the 27th, but it's only a short period of time. So 27th to April 8th, it's called Mow the Distance Sale. You'll see it advertised on Craigslist and other areas. Don't miss it. It's one of our best programs we've ever had. Along with that, of course, came another discount from Husqvarna. All the Husqvarna discounts have disappeared, but they came back with some new ones. So all of our electric tools that we have on hand, as far as consumers, have a discount ranging from anywhere from $80 to $40, but they're individually discounted. And then we'll have some specials on different homeowner units, whether they're saws or other backpack blowers, that sort of thing. So there's discounts there as well. They actually start tomorrow, some of them, and the rest of them start on the 4th of April. But we can line everything up on that. And literally what that means is savings, savings, and more savings at Mueller Ipment, because that's really what we're all about. We like to hear from our customers and let them know that we've got some fantastic deals going right now, Phil.
Yeah, it really sounds like you do. And this is a good chance for people if they're kind of thinking about mowing, because we're probably going to be needing those mowers in the next few weeks, aren't we?
I believe you're probably right. 2 to 3 weeks, given that we're going to have some cold weather here, of course, but 2 to 3 weeks is a very possibility. There's no frost in the ground, so once the ground starts to warm up and we get a little extra rain, which we probably will get through either snow or rain, the grass is going to pop and it's going to grow. And I realize that maybe April 8th is too soon for some people, but if you want to save money, this is a really, really good time to come to Dodgeville, Wisconsin. We're not hard to find. We're here at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midris Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, they're remodeling, and I think they're going to stay in business. So great neighbors. Stop and see them as well. We're open from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. By the way, when April 1st hits, we add in half an hour at each end of the day, so we'll be open longer hours. Don't be afraid to go to www.MuellerRental.com. You'll see our specials there. Go to Craigslist on the left-hand side, punch in Mueller, and you'll see everything that we've got special right now, some really fantastic deals. Give us a holler at 935-2751. But you know what? Better yet, Phil, just come on down, because these programs are unique. They're big savings, and, of course, we want to earn your business. And while you're doing it, if you've got something that needs to be fixed, bring it along, because our shop is busy, and we're getting things ready for spring.
That's awesome. Do you sell kites there? I'm guessing it's good kite flying weather, too, isn't it?
It probably is. Ever since that guy put that key on the one kite and captured electricity, I don't see any purpose for it anymore.
Oh, okay. Good point. All right. So, anyway, we appreciate you for your expertise here, Tom. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Thank you.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement in Dodgeville on this report from WRCO.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
The market was steady this past week at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein calves sold from $5.10 to $6.20 per pound, crossbred calves from $6.10 to $7.20, and light calves from $1.20 to $2.50 per pound. Slaughter cows sold from $84 to $1.22, with one doubtful health cow at 50 cents. Bulls sold from $1.25 to $1.28. And the feeder cattle market was untested. The hay market this week saw inside round bales of hay from $65 to $90 per bale, outside round bales of hay from $60 to $75 per bale, and round bales of corn fodder and soybean fodder from $25 to $32. The next special feeder cattle sale will be Friday, April 5th at 1 p.m. Already consigned are 700 to 800-pound black cattle weaned and vaccinated, 25 400- to 500-pound Holstein steers with double shots and on grain, and 12 Holstein steers weighing from 950 to 1,000 pounds. If you have cattle to sell or are looking to buy grass cattle for the summer, give Jim, Colton, or Darren a call at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
His schools are 2 hours late today. Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, and Highland Schools. Schools that are closed: Ithaca, Fenimore, Dodgeville, and Boscobel. River Valley, and Weston will have virtual days. Also in the community today, there is no AM Early Childhood in the Richland District and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. Grand County meal sites and home-delivered meals are canceled for today.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
Don't let your urologic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative Incorporated will hold its annual meeting on Saturday, March 23rd at the Blue River Community Building in Blue River, starting at 10:30 a.m.
29 degrees, we're up one from the overnight low at WRCO Radio. It is Friday, let the fun begin. Here we go, yeah. See if you can keep up with this one. Daniels and the Orange Blossom Special Band with the Orange Blossom Special. Good stuff right there. Whew. Stretched out. I think I pulled something, though. Anyway, maybe we can check in on some workman's comp opportunities. But coming up, we have an update at 6:30 right here on the radio. And more regular features. A look at sports and details on how you can qualify and our text to win contest. That's coming up. Here's Trey Calloway.
I see you making lines at this little honey. Mind full of wishes, a pocket full of money, thinking white picket fence. Oh, 9 yards before you get yourself down the road that far. Let me tell you where you are. Man, you're working on your next broken horn. She's Miss, she's Miss, she's Miss Gone by morning. Yeah, she's a hurricane come and gone before you hear that warning. Brother, forget about her ever bound. Well, ain't no man. She's an empty glass while you're still pouring. Ain't no happy ever after ending to your story. Well, you might be sad for a while, but you're gonna wake up with
Trey Calloway and Miss Gone By Morning on WRCO Radio. Good for what ails you, a little toe-tapping tune or two here in the morning. Some light snow and 30 degrees in Richland Center. Today is the 82nd day of 2024. 284 days left in the year. Where does the time go? Among the celebrity birthdays include actor William Shatner, who is 93 today. And still going strong, right? Still see him once in a while in a commercial or acting gig. CNN newscaster Wolf Blitzer is 76. And sportscaster Bob Costas turns 72 on March 22nd.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
The Bloomington Livestock Exchange hosts Red Fest Sunday, March 24th. The 2024 Red Angus Sale features over 45 registered bulls, over 200 commercial females, including cows, bred heifers, open heifers. The sale kicks off at 1 p.m. For catalog information, visit redfestsale.com. Online bidding will be available at dvauction.com and cattleusa.com. Mark your calendars now to be part of the 6th annual Red Fest Sale at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange, Sunday, March 24th at 1 p.m.
It's apple sipping season at A&W, the perfect time to enjoy one of our new apple pie shakes. Each sip feels like fall in a mug. A delicious combination of apples, spices, and vanilla soft serve. Come on in and get to sipping, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
The Riverdale Community's Education Foundation invites one and all to the bowling tournament fundraiser held Sunday, March 24th at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. It's an 8-pin tap individual tournament, shifts at 11 and 1:30. The cost, $15 to bowl 3 games, door prizes and 50-50 raffle. Pre-register by calling Greg Kinney at 537-2359 or Boscobel Bowl at 375-2200. You can also register the day of the event. Come and have some fun at the Riverdale Community Education Foundation Bowling Tournament Fundraiser, Sunday, March 24th at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet.
WRCO.
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Computer Connections Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities, and by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you. Also sponsored by BL Signs. Light snow continues here at the WRCO studios. We've had this snow going on since about 9 o'clock last night. Certainly it hasn't accumulated here as much as it has in some areas where there are some initial issues today. 2 hours late for these schools. Highland, including their area, and Richland Schools is 2 hours late, including St. Mary and Eagle. Going virtual today, River Valley and Weston. Schools that are closed include Ithaca, Fenimore, Dodgeville, and Boscobel. There is no AM early childhood in the Richland District and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. All Grand County meal sites and home-delivered meals are canceled today. Right now in Richland Center, it is 30 degrees.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Adults connected to the case of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu have additional court appearances. Jesse Vang, the man who was caring for Elijah Vu and reported the boy missing on February 20th, was back in court Thursday. Vang is charged with one count of being party to chronic neglect of a child. He's not charged in connection to the 3-year-old's disappearance. A Manitowoc County judge set an April 4th date for a preliminary hearing in the case. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, remains in court. Will be there today for her arraignment on similar child neglect charges. According to the criminal complaint, she had placed her son with Vang to teach him discipline. Three people were injured Tuesday in a crash in Sauk County. Jaden Moran of Richland Center was traveling north on County Highway C when he stated that a deer was crossing the road. He tried to maneuver around the deer, and while doing so, the vehicle traveled into the gravel ditch on the curve, causing the vehicle to spin out of control and roll 2 to 3 times. Moran stated that he entered the corner of the road traveling 55 to 60 miles per hour and was not able to control the vehicle. Two passengers in the vehicle were transported for their injuries sustained in the crash. Raylan Ryder was transported by ambulance to the Sauk Prairie Hospital for suspected serious injuries, and also Carson Stifler of Richland Center was transported for minor injuries. Jaden Moran was cited for OWI, second offense, operating while revoked, and driving too fast for conditions. 5 Ithaca High School FFA members submitted applications for state FFA proficiency awards in their supervised agricultural experience and all received awards. Talina Sprecher earned a gold standing and was the sectional winner in swine entrepreneurship. Annabeth Sprecher also earned a gold standing and was the sectional winner in swine placement. Both girls were also chosen as state top 5 finalists, and we'll find out if their applications are the state winner in June at the state FFA convention. State winners advance to national FFA competition. Other gold ratings for the chapter include Annabeth Sprecher for poultry entrepreneurship and Josie Lau in equine placement, where she was also the sectional winner. In the beef entrepreneur category, Logan Anderson, Violet Dilly, and Annabeth Sprecher all received a silver rating. Tony Kurtz of Waniwak has announced he'll be seeking re-election to the new 41st Assembly District. Kurtz was first elected to represent the 50th District in 2018, succeeding Representative Ed Brooks, and has worked to build on the former representative's record of advocacy for rural Wisconsin. The new 41st Assembly District includes Wisconsin Dells, Del Prairie, Easton, New Haven, and Springville in Adams County, Wisconsin Dells and Newport in Columbia County, Linden Station Station, Union Center, the town and village of Waniwok, Kildare, Linden, Seven Mile Creek, and Summit in Juneau County, the city and town of Reedsburg, Wisconsin Dells, Cazenovia, the town and village of Ironton, the town and village of Laval, Lake Delton, Lime Ridge, Loganville, North Freedom, Rock Springs, Delona, Delton, Excelsior, Freedom, Washington, Westfield, Winfield, and Woodland in Sauk County, Viola in Vernon County, and all of Richland County. To learn more about Tony Kurtz, visit his website at kurtzforassembly.com. As her challenger gains ground, Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced a statewide tour to connect with constituents across Wisconsin. According to recent polling conducted by The Hill Emerson between March 14th and 18th, Baldwin currently holds a narrow 45-42% lead over challenger Eric Hovde. This signifies a decline for Baldwin since the previous month's poll as well. In a press release sent by Tammy Baldwin for Senate, the statewide campaign tour will be known as Tammy's Dairyland Tour and is set to take place Monday, March 25th through Friday, March 29th. The campaign says the senator aims to shed light on the key issues affecting communities throughout Wisconsin. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vetoed Republican proposals that would have allowed election observers to get closer to poll workers and required a new post-election audit. He signed into law a bill increasing the penalty for assaulting an election official and one requiring that political TV ads using artificial intelligence come with a disclaimer. Evers, a Democrat, on Thursday also signed a bipartisan bill exempting purchases of precious metal, such as gold and silver, from the sales tax in the state. Evers vetoed a bill that would have required a special election or Senate approval of his appointments when there is a vacancy for executive offices. Also making news today, Wisconsin's employment rates dropped slightly in February. New data from the U.S. Labor Department shows Wisconsin's unemployment rate ticked down 0.2% to 3%, about a percentage point lower than the national average. The state gained jobs over the previous month, with 3,200 new jobs created between January and February. Wisconsin's total employment is also higher than the national average. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says local communities can help to lower home prices. Analyst Joe Petrano says first-time homeowners are being priced out of the market by inflation, and local communities need to push back on opposition to low-income housing. The report says the average cost of a home went up 51% between 2017 and 2022, while the average household income went up just 19%.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless.
A winter weather advisory continues until 1 o'clock today for an additional 1 to 3 inches of snow possible and a high of 37 later today. Here at the studios, we have received about an inch and a half of snow since it began last night. We're at 30 degrees. As far as school announcements, going virtual today, River Valley and Weston School District, 2 hours late, Highland, and the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle. Schools closed include Ithaca, Fenimore, Dodgeville, and Boscobel. There is no AM Early Childhood in the Richland District and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Hello everyone, this is Todd Comprenol reminding you that I'm running for re-election as Richland Center's city mayor.
In my time as mayor, Richland Center has added new homes, new businesses, and new jobs. We've completed a major street project each year, and we've done all of this while keeping the taxpayers in mind. It's been an honor to represent my hometown as mayor for the last 4 years, and there are exciting things on the horizon. I'm asking for your vote Tuesday, April 2nd. Thanks for listening.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned reliable fuel delivery business, whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial. Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, and shoes. Also, the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at a few spring outings that went on yesterday for area schools. Also, Giannis returned to the lineup and the Bucks won, and my bracket is busted after the opening day. Details coming up.
When the look is casual, the name is Mr. G's. When the emphasis is on active wear, the name is Mr. G's. Because Mr. G's Clothing truly is a special clothing store. Now is the best time to update your casual wear for spring and summer with a selection you'll find at Mr. G's. Choose from all the top names, from casual to active wear, and from dress shoes to work boots. The name is Mr. G's. Mr. G's in the Richland Square, in Richland Center, and Viroqua.
Choose Mr. G's.
In high school softball yesterday, a few games were played in the area. Those games included Cashton over Riverdale, 10-2, and also it was a win for Boscobel over DeSoto, 18-1. The River Valley at Viroqua softball game was postponed. There are a few games scheduled for today. Fenimore at Wisconsin Heights, Cuba City at Prairie du Chien, and Platteville at Sauk Prairie among them. An indoor meet at UW-Platteville was held last night for track and field teams from across the state. UW-Platteville-Williams Fieldhouse. Riverdale was there. Tim Bailey was a first-place runner in the 55-meter dash and in the 200. Noah Arrington finished fifth in those events. For the Riverdale girls track team, Mallory Meese fourth in the 1600. Gretchen Buchholz second in the 55-meter hurdles. Kaylee Carter first in pole vault yesterday. And also it was Haley Schneider taking second in long jump. Kiara Prohaska third. Kayla McCorkle took a fifth place spot in the shot put. The indoor meet yesterday. There's a big track and field meet at University of Wisconsin La Crosse tomorrow involving several area teams. Giannis Antetokounmpo returned to the lineup, but it was 30 points from Damian Lillard and some great defense down the stretch that boosted the Bucks to a 115-108 win over Brooklyn. Here's Doc Rivers.
At halftime, I was telling our coaches it's going to be a tight game. You just feel it. You know, they had so much more energy. They were here sitting there watching us play last night, late in the season. You know, you just could feel it. I swear you could. And so I liked how we kind of gathered ourselves. They took the lead. We came back. We got stops. Dame defensively was phenomenal tonight, all game.
Wisconsin's first-round opponent in the NCAA tournament is seen as a serious upset threat. After winning the Sun Belt Conference tournament, the James Madison Dukes have a 31-3 overall record. Max Klesman looks forward to the opportunity to get out there and just start getting ready for the game.
I can't wait to just go out there and shoot around and like put up a shot at the March Madness logo during the shoot around. So just things like that that I'll probably remember forever. But yeah, I can't wait. I'm ready to let it rip.
Jack Golke made 10 three-pointers, and 14th seed Oakland delivered the first true shock of this year's March Madness, beating third-seeded Kentucky 80-76 in the first round. The Grizzlies sent the Wildcats and coach John Calipari to another early March exit behind Golke and some late shot-making by his teammates as well. Marquette coach Shaka Smart tells reporters he thinks the experience of his players will be a big help in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Smart says between the coaches and players, his team has a core group of guys now playing in their third straight year of March Madness. That's an update on WRCO Sports for a Friday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Laney Wilson on Country and Community, WRCO FM 100.9. It is 11 minutes before 7.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, and always making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Thank you very much, folks. It's 9 minutes before 7 o'clock. Again, about an inch and a half of snow here at the WRCO studios. A little more in Henry Bray's backyard today.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Does your yard need a green makeover? At B&B Tree Services, they've got your trees covered. From tree pruning to removal, health assessments, and emergency services, they're your local tree specialists. Their expert team is dedicated to top-notch customer service. Need that stubborn stump gone? They do that too. At B&B Tree Services, for all your tree needs. Call them today at 608-738-9399 and let your trees thrive.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we record it somewhere relaxing like a hot tub? Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court and Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
Schools that are 2 hours late today, the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle and Highland. Schools closed today for Ithaca, Fenimore, Dodgeville, and Boscobel. River Valley and Weston are both closed, but will both feature virtual learning days. In the community, there is no AM Early Childhood in the Richland District and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. Grand County meal sites and home-delivered meals are canceled. And an important reminder from the Simons Recreation Complex, they have canceled their water and land exercise classes for today at 8, 8:45, and 9:30. Those will not be held at Simons Recreation Complex because of the weather. Today, a high in the upper 30s, it looks like. Maybe an additional 1 to 3 inches today. A winter weather advisory until 1 this afternoon.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil. Strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell of shrimp, they're beginning to boil. Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost sugar and salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's nobody's fault. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame. Now I think, hell, it could be my fault. Stepped on a pop top, cut my heel, had to cruise on back home. But there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on.
With Jimmy Buffett this morning on WRCO Radio. Drive carefully. Looks like Henry's made it in. Joanne made it in. We didn't have to send Squirt the Wonder.